Chris Jenks. I'm an assistant professor of law and direct criminal justice clinic at the SMU Dedman School of Law in Dallas, Texas.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. All right. So I'm here talking to Professor Chris Jenks about Guantanamo Bay and the plan apparently in its final stages towards its closure. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Fantastic. So, basic question. President Obama famously promised to close Guantanamo when he came into office in 2009. Do you think he's doing everything he can to keep that promise?
I think he's doing everything. I do think he's doing everything he can, and yet hasn't been particularly successful. And I don't think that lack of success is going to significantly change in his remaining months in office, unfortunately.
All right. Why would you say that?
Guantanamo Bay and the detention issues surrounding it are almost a perfect storm of legal and political factors, in the United States. Right now there's still over 100 detainees at Guantanamo Bay. There have been over 50 of them have been cleared for release, and frankly were cleared for or transferred, and they were cleared several years ago. And that several years have gone by, and these detainees, most of them Yemeni, haven't been able to be transferred. I think just underscores the challenges that the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and frankly, whatever administration follows, find in Guantanamo and the detention problem.
Fair enough. What would you say would be the major factors that would prevent it from closing?
The major factor is, I think, is twofold. One is that there is a law in the United States that prohibits the detainees from being transferred to the United States. And the second is that there are roughly 46 detainees who the U.S. has indicated it has no intention of criminally prosecuting or of transfer or release, but is instead holding in form of law of war detention, and that's indefinite in nature. So you have a population of some 40 to 46 detainees for whom release, if it occurs, will be at some indeterminate point in the future, and a law set that says you can't bring them to the United States.
All right, fair enough. You mentioned that it is, in your own words, an almost perfect storm of U.S. law and politics. Would you like to expand on that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, we release the U.S. like every country in the world has people in prison, and you release those individuals through various forms and fashions, including parole, and we recognize that some percentage of those that are incarcerated are going to reoffend, and we know that, but that doesn't mean that we don't release people, even though we know statistically they may have some likelihood of reoffending. The U.S. In the U.S. There's such political sensitivity to the idea of recidivism, that you would release someone from Guantanamo Bay who would then return to the battlefield or in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, recently Belgium just announced the arrest of two former detainees for counterterrorism-related offenses there in Europe. And so the U.S. actually has passed a law that said, that requires the Secretary of Defense in the United States to certify that released detainee will not do anything in the future, and that's almost an impossible task, and has created a number of problems for the U.S. in terms of releasing or transferring the prisoners. But the problems are self-inflicted.
Fair enough. Do you see any possibility that it will be closed in the near future, or how soon do you think that could come about?
I think the Obama administration will will have some success in at least reducing continuing to reduce the population there at Guantanamo, notably those 50 or so detainees who have been cleared for release, and it's just a question of or transfer, and it's just a question of to what country could they be transferred. So I think the population could be reduced down to roughly 50, but that last 50 or 46 is going to pose a real challenge, and it's hard to speculate when exactly they would be released. And then, you know, separate and apart from these detainees are those that are on trial for their alleged roles in the 9/11 attacks. And though the trial has yet to occur, the trial won't occur for another year. Following that would be a lengthy appellate process. And given that they've essentially admitted their role in 9/11, you know, the question becomes, you know, where would they be incarcerated for, frankly, the next several decades? I'm unfortunately not optimistic that Guantanamo will close anytime soon, if at all.
Fair enough. That's almost all the time we have for today. Do you have any closing thoughts at all?
No, thank you very much. I appreciate your interest in this ongoing issue, and I wish I had a more positive outlook on the U.S. Closing the facility.
We can all hope. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's really been a pleasure talking to you. You have a good day, all right?
Cheers. Thanks.
Bye.